This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you take, whether you're in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, and wherever you're getting involved, hopefully you're getting some information. Seriously. And this hour, we're going to talk a lot about Charlottesville. We're going to talk a lot about the blame that immediately went on to Mr. Trump or President Trump. And for the same exact situations, Mr. Obama got no blame at all. Nobody in his administration got any blame. They were just like God's gift to the United States, God's gift to us as a people. Maybe it's true what President Obama said at one point in time. You know, he was going to part the seas. He was the new Messiah. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. He seemed to be. There were people on the left that actually called him the Messiah. Their political Messiah, but Messiah nonetheless. I only have one Messiah. I don't have a political one. No idea what that's all about. But anyway, before we get ramped up, rolled up, I know this person has called a couple of times before. So, Bill, there it is. Bill from Illinois, how you doing?
Hello, am I on the air, Joe? How are you?
You are now. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Oh, fantastic. This is Bill in Illinois. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I apologize. I'm a big fan.
You can't, Bill, you can't do any worse than I do, okay? So you'll be fine.
Joe, get off it. I've had a bit of a tough, it's nice to listen to you. I've had kind of a tough week. I've had lost a girlfriend, not like a super serious one, but sort of serious, like getting serious, and then a job as well. But I have a theory because, if you don't mind hearing me out, it does have to do with Steve Bannon. Do you mind?
Well, you got a couple of minutes, but go ahead.
Okay. Good. It won't take that long. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. I was walking to work the other day and I look behind me and I see this guy looks like George Soros, but not young George Soros, but with a girl that I had dated. That's a sort of a sidebar, but it is relevant. So I lost my job, I worked at for 15 years in this restaurant. And I think it has something to do with the actor Viggo Mortensen. He was in a film, the first film that Steve Bannon produced. And because I think I told everyone how much I was a fan of Viggo Mortensen, I do believe that George Soros and Barack Obama, and to a lesser extent Hillary Clinton, do have something to do with the restaurant I work at. And are you with me still, Joe?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, and so I do believe that Soros, and you know that Soros is from Hungary, right? Hungary?
Yeah. Is there a punchline here eventually, Bill?
And I work at a restaurant.
So yeah.
A punchline? Am I a punchline?
Well, no. We are saying, look how you're tying everything together. He works at a restaurant. He's from Hungary. He's
that was a joke, obviously.
That's what I said. Anyway, go ahead. You there?
And so my girlfriend's dating young Soros, and so young Soros, I think, is tied in with the people who don't like Bannon because of my meeting with Viggo Mortensen. And the meeting was online only, obviously, but I have sent him a lot of messages, and he has read the messages and seen them on Facebook. And I think that has upset people because obviously they can see my messages. And I just want to know your comment on that.
All right, well, we'll take it offline. I'll respond. I'll drop the call, and then I'll respond on the air. And that was Bill from Illinois. Bill, I got to tell you the same thing I tell a lot of my friends who are sure the NSA is listening in on them and that these things all tie together. You can find anything when you look for it. You're not important. I'm not important enough. Let me start off there. I'm not important enough for these guys to be involved with me and my life. So I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. If you're a waiter and nothing that you're not a good guy or whatever, and she's going out with Soros Jr., that's a lot of money to contend with. You know? Anyhow, good luck to you, Bill. Hope you find another job. Seriously, I mean that. Nobody should be unemployed. And thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Let me get to, well, here, we'll do the short one first. So Billy Bob Clinton's been screaming, before I get to Charleston, Billy Bob Clinton has been, you know, and other Dems have been screaming about President Trump's comment that we were going to basically, we're going to crater. We're going to make it, I would like to make it the fifth great lake in the planet. You know what I'm saying? And they're all up in arms about President Trump, you know, taking this kind of move, suggesting that we'd go to war, suggesting that we'd blow them up, suggesting that we would be so violent. Well, kind of sounds familiar. What do you think? Hold on.
It is pointless for them to try to develop nuclear weapons because if they are using them, it would be the end of their country.
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
It is pointless for them to try to develop nuclear weapons because if they are using them, it would be the end of their country.
Now, that sounds kind of familiar. That voice is Billy Bob Clinton. Kind of hard to hide that. In the actual video, he's wearing a flight jacket. So he's trying to portray that he's military in some way, shape, manner, or form. But why, I got to ask you, why is it okay for Billy Bob to say he's going to blow up Iran? I mean, North Korea. Well, Iran, whatever. North Korea. But it's not okay for Donald Trump to say it. And it's serious, and the situation is more serious now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back.
Ow.
And she is a brick house. There you go. You think that could go today? No, seriously. I bet you, see, under art, they could probably do that. If I wrote that as like a poem online, right, I it would probably be different. But I bet you could. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm Joe Massini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when you look at what took place, look, I'm not good with the English language, just deal with it. When you saw and heard and read what has taken place in Charlottesville over the weekend,
it leaves you with a lot of questions. In all the pictures I've seen and all the video I've seen, there's so many places where I'm going, what happened there? Why'd they do that? What's going on here? Well, let's start it off this way. I'm going to stick by my guns and say, if we had left, if BLM and the Antifa group had left the other guys alone, and not that I agree with what they did, they would have burnt themselves out. They would have got no juice. They would have got nothing. There would have been nothing there to get them excited. But they got the juice. They got people all riled up. And then what did the police department do? Remember what happened? Well, we'll get to that in a second. First, let's talk about Doug McElway from Fox News was in Charlottesville. And here's a report that he filed with Fox News. Listen carefully what he says. Where's the support? This is like the game plan of the left to try to make the right look bad, and they've passed it down from, like Baltimore and other places. Take a listen.
Nobody was intent upon peace here from either side. People were intent on causing havoc and causing damage. And even as wounded were being brought out of the park, the police were sitting idly by.
Wounded people. Now, he's a seasoned reporter. You could tell people were being antagonistic and they were trying to start a fight. But let's get past that for a second. Now you've got wounded people being brought out of the park. Why aren't the police going to find out what it's about?
But when the tear gas started to fly, thrown by protesters, the police themselves began to evacuate that. I asked the guy who was in charge, I said, where are you going? He said, we're leaving. It's too dangerous. They had an opportunity to nip this thing in the bud.
We're leaving. It's too dangerous. It was worse at Baltimore. They stayed. As much as they stood down, they stayed. There's been worse attacks than this in other places. So is that what we can expect now?
Began to evacuate that. I asked the guy who was in charge, I said, where are you going? He said, we're leaving. It's too dangerous. They had an opportunity to nip this thing in the bud, and they chose not to.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, seriously, when you talk about what takes place in these protests, they're not protests, they're riots. We all know they're riots. Does it take a genius? Does it require you to have some kind of college degree? And then right away they come out screaming about what President Trump is doing or not doing. Why did he blame both sides? Gee, I don't know. He should have blamed three sides, maybe four or five sides. He should have blamed the police for not, sorry guys, I'm always on your side, you know it. But in this case, I'm not. There was no reason for the police to leave that night. There was no reason for the police to allow all that to happen. You know, we saw it 30 years or how many years ago it was when the Rodney King riots took place in L.A. Finally, the cops couldn't handle it anymore, but they fought. They fought, they pushed back, they tried to save the people, and then they finally just threw their hands up and pulled out because they couldn't protect them anymore, and they knew it. Then you have these wonderful people, like, you know, Maxine Waters, Robert, I mean, all these guys that have absolutely nothing to add to the conversation. And I mean absolutely nothing. They bring no good to the table. I know some of you are very upset that I would even say something like that. You know, take a look. Who was it? Anna Navarro was the first one. He's a real peach. Take a listen.
This speech today was shameful. Here is the bottom line. This was not many sides. This is one side. It is white supremacists trying to instill terror in the streets of America.
Yeah, because, Anna, no kidding. You mean like when the Black Panther guys were standing with clubs out in front of a polling place? That was okay, right? I've been looking. I can't find, if somebody found something Anna Navarro said back then, send it to me because I want to give her a fair shake here. She didn't. She said nothing. She doesn't care.
And then I guess MSNBC's, what is his name, Court Bardella?
America First is really code for white first.
Wow, really? You mean America only has white people in it? I didn't. How come nobody told me? I thought we were made up of all races, colors. I thought we were made up of legal immigrants from all over the world. Last I checked, people from all over the world are different colors, shapes, sizes, heights, widths. See what the left does? You see how they do this?
Is the Republican Party right now that's on display, Donald Trump's Republican Party.
Yeah, Donald Trump's Republican Party, he's right. Because the old-time Republicans really love him. They're just so disingenuous. They just love to sow so much garbage. Maxine Waters, what does she say? No Trump, not on many sides, just your side. Right. That's like up in Berkeley. The resist guys, the ones that were smashing windows, the ones that keep conservatives from speaking, that get violent at those events. Those are just our side. Oh, no, wait a minute, that's your side. And then Rob Reiner, he said the hatred in Virginia, in Virginia, lies at the feet of Donald Trump. I love it. You know, if that's the case, if all this violence taking place now, I mean, somehow it's only happened over the last 7 months or something. It's not, you know, I mean, it's never happened before. Race wasn't an issue over the last 8 years. Yes, it was. So here's a question to leave you with. No, I'm not leaving you with a question. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. Don't go away. There's so much more to cover. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
At
Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. If you listen to Real Side on TCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. About what you need to figure this out. Shot of cocaine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Please be part of the solution. Please, 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 seriously. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend. You know, send me information. Some of you send me emails, you send me information. I go through it. I get to the ones I can. The ones I can't, I'm just sorry. You know, it is what it is. I can't hit them all. We're talking about what took place in Charlottesville. I know everybody is, but I think I'm hitting it a little differently. I want to hit the hypocrisy side. Look, it's a bad thing. I don't want to politicize this, but it's a bad thing that took place. But it's not my white people. I mean, the Muslims do it, not their God, not their, you know, radical Muslims, it's not theirs or something like that, right? These aren't white people. These aren't people that represent me. These aren't people that represent America as a whole. These aren't even people that represent Trump like you want to say or want to do. But I want to stay in the hypocrisy pocket of all of this. Right? Trump, Maxine Waters says, no, Trump, not on many sides, just your side. She's calling this out. She's calling all the nasties out as if it was the worst thing that's ever been done. But how convenient, convenient, how she's forgotten so many things from her past. In 1992, during the Los Angeles riots, 5 days of riots, 55 deaths. 2,000 people hurt, over $1 billion in property damage. And you know what her response to all of that was? Well, there were mothers who took this as an opportunity to take some milk. $1 billion in damage, that's a lot of milk. They took milk. They took bread. They took some shoes. They're not crooks. These people are running your government. Come on, let that sink in. If that doesn't make the hair on the back of your neck go up, nothing will.
And then the left is so quick, right? Maxine, Rob Reiner, Anna Navarro, right? Oh, and so many more. You already know. They're all over this. This has got to be, this is Trump's fault. Okay, let's say it is. And let's use their logic to say it is. Does that mean we can finally blame Obama for all those protests that took place, you know, from Black Lives Matter? Remember that? In Ferguson, in Baltimore, in Milwaukee, Charlotte? Those were all Black Lives Matter protests that turned into riots, all of them. And you can't blame the white for it. Go back and look at the footage. Now, let's not mention all the police officers that were assassinated by BLM supporters, open BLM supporters. Does that now mean that all of BLM is responsible for those murders? Can we tag them? I mean, it seems to be okay to tag us. It's okay to tag the white folks. Seriously, I'm asking seriously. When you do your homework and you check things out, BLM and Antifa are more connected to Dems than they are to Republicans. And go back and you know, it's really easy to start yelling along with the crowd. That's an easy one. Do you guys remember what was said about Bernie Sanders? Right? The left-wing loyalists that shot at Republicans in the park? Remember that? And where did the Dems condemn left-wing violence? Remember when we had left-wing violence? You remember whose fault it was? Yeah, let me remind you.
There's a lot of heated rhetoric from all different.
This is remember when the I can't remember the guy's name who went to the baseball field and shot the Republicans. He was a left-wing loon. Okay, he hated Republicans because they didn't. They wouldn't help the Democrats. They wouldn't do what the Democrats wanted them to do. He didn't represent Republicans. He hated Republicans, right?
There's a lot of heated rhetoric from all different directions.
I think there is sometimes rhetoric on all sides that are not quite acceptable.
Now, two major players in the Democrat Party, both of them saying, hey, it's the problem of both sides. That's okay. Now, if you're on the left, you can send me an email telling me, oh, it's just totally different. Hold it. No, no. Violence is violence. Hate is hate. And this wasn't from both sides. This hate was from one particular person on one side that wanted to kill the other side. Period.
I do think that the language, the rhetoric on both sides has gotten out of control.
Doesn't that just amaze you? Well, I guess it wouldn't amaze you. We've been doing this long enough now that we know there's no reason to be amazed by this. This is exactly what we expect. Right? You know, then there's a disgusting clip. Remember when the BLM advocate assassinated the cops in Dallas? Right? Here, let's see. Remember what he said?
First of all, I think it's very hard done.
Let me start here though. Let me apologize. I know some of you are just getting over hearing him on a day-to-day basis, and your blood pressure has gone down, and you're feeling much better about yourself. But now you got to hear this.
Rhetoric on both sides has gotten out of control.
First of all, I think it's very hard to untangle the motives of this year. I think the danger, as I said, is that we somehow suggest that the act of a troubled individual speaks to some larger political statement across the country.
God bless America. This is what I'm talking about in the hypocrisy of the left. When it suits them, any excuse works, right? When it suits them, it's fine, it's wonderful, it's the way it's supposed to be. Think about this. But he says two things in there that are quite important. One is, There's no way to figure out what the motive of the person who did the killing was. Well, guess what? How did they figure out the motive of the guy in the car within minutes of it happening? Did he jump up and say the equivalent to Allahu Akbar or something for white supremacists? I don't know what that is. Did he do like the Heil Hitler thing? I don't know. I'm not making light of any of this. I'm just showing you the hypocrisy, how they can become so indignant, so quote-unquote righteous, the righteous indignation that they're supposed to be allowed to have. Over what? Over the stuff that they believe to be good and true. And you hear it. This isn't Joe Messina making this up as he goes. You're listening to it. And then their Lord and Savior, their Presidente. What's he say? You can't blame the acts of a whole group you can't blame the whole group on the acts of one man, one person, one nut job. Well, that's funny, because it's exactly what you're doing. It's exactly what you always do when it comes to the right. When the nut job goes up and shoots up Planned Parenthood, what do? You blame all Christian conservatives. When you got this moron that did what he did, this animal, this jerk, and matter of fact, I take all that back, because I don't know why he did it. I don't even know that he did it on purpose. I don't know. And frankly, neither do you. Wait till the investigation's done. Wait till you've moved on a little further. Maybe he did it for all the wrong reasons. Maybe he is an animal and a jerk. And maybe he just did it because he was scared out of his mind once it happened. I don't know. But I'm not hanging the guy. Not yet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want you to think about something as we come back around to the break. And I know you guys think I'm playing a hate game, some of you. I can feel it already coming back through the microphone. Think about something. How would this have been reported if it was a Muslim? Come on. When we come back from the break, I want to see answers in that Facebook. I want to see answers in the on the Real Side website in the chat room. How would this have played out if this assailant was a Muslim? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look. Look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
I wonder when Facebook's going to kill me for that one, right? They probably, the young people doing the filtering probably don't even know what a chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky is. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can buy the shirts. They're still available online. And I do appreciate, again, the time that you are, have been, will continue, I hope, to spend with me. All right. We're talking about what went down this weekend in Charlottesville. And mostly about the hypocrisy, you know, where the left really, I am almost fully convinced at this point, that they really believe they can get away with just about anything. That whatever they decide to do, whatever goes through their head, whatever comes between their ears as truth and reality has to be truth, has to be the right thing to do.
And even when black people speak out in favor of the right, or the black people are on the right, or they try to lay down some reality, they're called racist, which I don't even understand. Can a black person be racist to another black person? I don't get it. So, where the Dems been on condemning left-wing violence, right? We talked about that earlier. Were they when it was their person, when it's their people, when it's antagonized by someone on the left, it's the fault of both sides, right? When the BLM advocated assassinating cops in Dallas, where was the president on all of that? Seriously. When you have black people dying on a regular basis in the city of Chicago, they're mad at Mr. Trump, President Trump, who said, I'll send people in to help you. We need to stop this. They're mad at him. And then yet, what did President Obama do? Absolutely nothing. He missed such a big opportunity to help the black community out. Some of you can get as mad as you want to at me, but he had the opportunity to drive home the point, to show that anybody from any walk of life, from any color, can make it in this country, can be the president. Listen, think about what he overcame if everything that the Dems say is true. The Republicans rig elections. We get more money than they do. Okay? We're a bunch of racist, white homophobes. Right? Think of all the things they accuse us of being. And yet, Superman, Obama, overcame all of those twice. He was able to get elected twice, even with all the racist people in this country, even with all the hate of the black for the black community they claim we have for them. He still made it to president twice. Man, what a man he must be. What a smart dude he must be. What a fighter he must be. And he couldn't translate any of that to the black community? Are we serious here? Are you seriously going to tell me that that wasn't a feat in and of itself? If everything they say is true, are you going to tell me that isn't a feat in and of itself? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Because if you deny that, you just, you know what? You put the crack pipe down. You've had too much. You've had way too much. Think about, again, I'm just driving the point home on purpose. Think about the hope he truly could have brought to the black community if his message was right. Think about the hope he could still bring to the black community making some changes. I'm not talking about bringing the message of fear, fearing the white person, hating us, making it worse. I'm talking about look where he's come from. Look where he got to. So I asked you to think about this on the break. What would have happened if this was a Muslim? What did CNN call the report in London, right? That van that attacked all those people? The van that attacked all those people? They called it a van attack. Even though it was a Muslim attack, it was an extremist Muslim attack, they called it a van attack. CNN did. So I guess the van, after the driver got out, on its own, decided it hated Muslims, and I mean it hated the London people, and it drove down the bridge wiping people out, all by itself. Why the difference? Why is CNN and other mainstream media, what's the difference? I'm just letting you ask on your own. Remember when Fort Hood was called what? We talked about this earlier with Kimberly. It was workplace violence. Right? And as you'll read in my column later, if all these terrorist attacks carried out by the radical Muslim extremists had nothing to do with Islam, then why did the white guy... That's what they're using. He's a white guy. Why the white guy Why are we all responsible for that? One white man and what he did. See, that's just hypocrisy. That's all it is. It's hypocrisy, and you need to call it out. You don't put your finger in people's faces, but you need to call it out. You can't. We have to stop being politically correct, people, and you don't let it go by. You know? Does this mean, you know, again, I talked about this earlier as well. Can we go back? See, they don't like when you go back. They keep telling me, what did somebody say today on one of the shows I was doing? That Donald Trump now owns this. He owns the hate. He owns the nasties. You know what? If I could use foul language, this would be one of the times I would do it. Because here's the deal. The economy, unless it was doing well. The job numbers, unless they were doing well. The state of the country, unless it was doing well. Our relationships with the Middle East, unless they were doing well. Our relationships in Europe, unless it was doing well. Was all George W. Bush's fault for the first 5 years that Obama was in office. Every negative thing that took place in this country or byproduct in another country was George W. Bush's fault. And everything that was right, everything that was good, the first uptick in the market was because of Barack Obama. That sounds like a 17-year-old spoiled brat to me. Yeah, right? I mean, there's a real logic problem there. There's a real thinking problem there, isn't there? But they do it all the time. And they're fine with it. It's good for them. It's good with them. Because we've let them get away with it. And now after seven months really, Donald Trump is responsible for all this nastiness, all this hatred, all this nasty race relations that President Obama never had any part of, right? Thank God it's not just the Dems writing history. You conservatives, you right-wing, quote-unquote, Christian, if you don't step up and help write these books, write these history books, if you don't step up and help teach, if you don't step up and help educate our young kids, it's all on you. Who else is going to do it? Seriously, who else is going to do it? If you let this go, if you allow this to happen, then you're an accessory to the murder of America. I mean, really, you're an accessory to the murder of our young people. But you're an accessory to the murder of America. You need to step up. You need to get crazy. You need to make sure people understand what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing. On a totally unrelated note, as the president keeps calling out China, I mean, this is just crazy. I didn't know this. And I knew, because I was in the technology business for years, that China had no intellectual property laws and they would steal software all the time, remanufacture, steal, copy, whatever you want to call it. But right now the number is they steal over $600 billion, billion, in intellectual property every year. So when you're buying software online and you're buying it from China and it's coming in from there, or even other technologies, they've stolen it. They reverse engineer everything. That's number one. But that means that somebody sat around. This is like music. Somebody who sat around and came up with a program or product or what have you. The Chinese reverse engineer it, and that's it. They can't. The owner can't collect anything. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Share the show, whether it's on Facebook or on our website. You can get our, if you hop up on our website, you can go ahead to the store for free. You can get our Android and Apple apps. You're going to love it. Makes it easier for you to follow the show, to follow what we're posting, to follow the stories that we're doing. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.